Welcome to The Will Evans Show, a podcast that is meant to teach you everything you did not learn in school. And today we're going to be talking about biblical stewardship, and then I'm going to coach you up. Let's go. Biblical stewardship is one of my favorite things to talk about. It's one thing that I've become very passionate about. A lot of people that know me, they know that I'm going to be talking about biblical stewardship. And sadly, biblical stewardship is almost non-existent in today's church. I want that to sink in for some people, because some people are like, what are you talking about? And churches all over, they want you to be a good steward, but they never teach you how. That's the problem. All the churches that I follow, you know, they all have their giving sermons, their tithing sermons, their sermons about money, sermons about not letting money get to your head. They have all this stuff, and they tell you not to do this, don't do this, don't do that. Be aware of this. Watch out for this. Be on alert for this. But they never tell you how to be a good steward of your money. It's one of the biggest problems in today's church, and I don't mean that in a big negative way, but it is, you know, you can't always just be telling someone not to do something and then not showing them how to be better, how to win. Same thing when you look at leadership. The only form of leadership out there is servant leadership. What does servant leadership look like? It's where the leader is going to serve his employees or serve his team members, serve the people he's leading by showing them how to do it. You take a biblical example. Jesus is one of the best examples of a servant leader. You just look at all the stuff he did for his disciples, for the people that were following him. He taught them how to live a godly life. And so why in the church are we not teaching our people how to win with money, how to manage the money the Lord has given them? You know, 1 Chronicles 29, 12 through 14 says, "Wealth and honor come from you alone, for you rule over everything. Power and might are in your hand, and at your discretion people are made great and given strength. O our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name, but who am I and who are my people that we could give anything to you? Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you first gave us." This is going to, I want this to paint a picture of the entire theme of this episode. And it's that you do not own anything. You don't own the money that you have. You're not the owner of your bank account. You are the manager of that account. Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you first gave us. I love how verse 14 ends. It's, we give you only what you first gave us, showing that we do not own the blessings, the money. We don't own anything. We're just managers. And then 1 Timothy 6:17 says, "Teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and to not trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment." And I don't want you to miss the ending of verse 17, and when he says, "who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment." So God, he expects us to be faithful and trustworthy of what he has given us. So Christians are called to look to him as their master, not money. This is why I end every show with Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. But anybody who becomes careless with how they handle their God-given blessings will be held accountable. So this whole idea of being a manager and not an owner is something that is missing in most of our lives. Because we think that we did something for the money we have in the bank. And that's just not true. Yes, there is hard work and all that, but at the end of the day, that is not your money. You were just entrusted to manage this money. So why does the church not teach you how to manage your money well? They want you to tithe. They want you to be a generous giver. We read in scripture, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And churches will always, they'll be the first to say that. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. But yet they don't teach you how to manage your money well. And so that is what I want to do today. I want to lay out steps on how to manage your money well. The first thing, tithe. You have to tithe. Deuteronomy 14:22 says, you must set aside a tithe of your crops, 1/10 of all the crops you harvest each year. Not 1/20th, not 1/25th, 1/10th. 10% you must set aside of your crops. All the crops you harvest each year, 10% goes to your local church. Next thing, get out of debt. Y'all have heard this verse a million times from me. Proverbs 22:7, the borrower is slave to the lender. Why would you want to be a slave? Quit borrowing money. Get out of debt. You have to draw a line in the sand and say, I'm never, ever going to borrow another dollar, because I don't want to be living out Proverbs 22:7, where it says the rich rule over the poor and the borrower is slave to the lender. Get out of debt. You want to be able to manage your money well? Have zero liabilities. Same thing when you look at somebody's net worth. Their net worth is what they own, their assets, minus what they owe, their liabilities. Best way to have peace and to manage your money well? Get out of debt. Have zero liabilities. Next thing is the game plan. You have to get on a budget. Luke 14:28-29, but don't begin until you count the costs. For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there is enough money to finish it? Otherwise, you might complete only the foundation before running out of money, and then everyone would laugh at you. Live within your means on your budget. This is a very quick lesson on how to be a good steward of your money, but I don't want you to miss these steps. You know, we talk about tithing, getting out of debt, getting on a budget, living within your means, and all of this is found in Scripture. You know, the Bible has over 2,000 verses on money and possessions, and so that you can't tell me that you don't have a guide on how to manage your money well and how to be a good steward. You know, we're talking about biblical stewardship. It's laid out all over in Scripture on how to be a good steward of your money. And the biggest thing we've already talked about is you have to understand that you are a manager and not an owner of the money you have been blessed with. What the Lord has given you, you do not own that. And it's the same thing when you talk about leaving in Proverbs it says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And yes, there's other things included in that besides money, but money is a part of that inheritance. And so when you are giving money through an inheritance, you are transferring, you are now going from, you're giving away the role of being a manager. They're just not getting all this money. And so it's one thing when you start talking about legacy planning, estate planning, stuff like that. You know, you want to be a blessing to your family, but also you are saying that, hey, I trust them to be a manager of how the Lord has blessed our family, and it can go on for generations and generations. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And the only way to, in my opinion, the only way to do that from a biblical standpoint is you have to teach him how to be a manager. You have to teach him how to manage their money. You have to teach them to tithe and how and why tithing is so important and why getting out of debt is so important, because the rich rule over the poor and the borrower is slave to the lender. You have to teach them why it's important to get on a budget, because no general contractor out there is going to not count the cost. And this is going back to the biblical times, and it's the same thing, but don't begin until you count the cost, for who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there's enough money to finish it? Because if there's not enough to finish it, you might complete only the foundation before running out of money, and then everyone would laugh at you. You have to live within your means. The biggest thing with living within your means is, you know, whatever money you're bringing in, you're spending less than that. It goes with the debt thing. If you're going into debt, you're not living within your means because you're spending money you do not have. You have to live within your means. And this whole idea of biblical stewardship fires me up, because there are people out there trying to teach you how to manage your money. They always go to the scripture of, you know, for the love of money is the root of all evil. They always say that. They say, don't let money be your number one driving factor. Don't let it consume you. Don't let it do all this stuff. And they never teach you how to not fall for those traps. And so what I've done tonight is I want to lay that out for you. How to not fall for those traps. Tithe, get out of debt, get on a budget, live within your means. And that is why I teach the baby steps. You know, I didn't come up with the baby steps. I wish I did. But that's the baby steps are biblical principles taken from scripture and created. I teach the baby steps because they work, but also because they're rooted in scripture. Baby step one, save $1,000 for a starter emergency fund. Baby step two, pay off all of your debt except your house. Baby step three, take that $1,000 up to a fully funded emergency fund, 3 to 6 months. And then baby step four is you're going to start investing 15% into retirement. Baby step five, save for kids' college. Baby step six, pay off that house early. And then baby step seven is build wealth and be outrageously generous. I teach those steps because if you want to be a good steward of your money, you want to manage your money well, you understand that you are a manager, not an owner of what the Lord has given you, the baby steps can help you do that. You're listening to The Will Evans Show. Hey guys, it's Will. I know this show is all about what you didn't learn in school, but for some of you, you need a little more personalized help, and that's what Evans Financial Coaching is. I specialize in helping people pay off debt and build wealth. If this is you, I've put my contact info in the show notes, so please reach out. I'm here to help you. Evans Financial Coaching, creating paths to financial freedom. Welcome back to The Will Evans Show. We're talking about one of my favorite topics today, biblical stewardship. And you heard a commercial about financial coaching, and a lot of my financial coaching sessions are rooted in learning how to be a good steward of what the Lord has given you. We walk through scripture a lot of the times. So if that's something you're looking for, reach out to me. Also, if you're listening to this show, hopefully that means you're enjoying it. So be sure to like this show, subscribe to this show, follow the show, whatever your platform prompts you to do. There's so many platforms out there, I can't keep up with it. But what that does is it boosts our algorithm, or it boosts in the algorithm and allows more people to hear this show. So if you would do that, I'd be grateful. And if you feel led, please leave a 5-star review. We're only doing 5 stars right now, no 1 stars. Just send those into my email and we can talk about it that way. And I love ending the show with a question of the day because, you know, at the end of the day, that's the whole point of the show, is to help you. And so that is why we always take a question from people that send in questions. So if you ever want to send in a question, you can do that through my Instagram at I'm Will Evans. You can DM me, send it in via email. It's ask@evans-fc.com. Both of those things are always in the show notes. I don't know if anybody ever looks at the show notes, but they're always there if you want it. And Ben has our question of the day.
Yeah, Will. Today's question is, how much do I put in my giving budget category while in debt? Do I give at all before I pay off all my debt?
This is a very good question. And obviously, earlier in the show, we talked about tithing. You must set aside a tithe of your crops. 1/10 of all your crops you harvest each year is what Deuteronomy says. Deuteronomy 14:22 says. And so if you are in debt, no matter what baby step you're on or what financial situation you're on, you should always be doing some form of giving. Now, if you're a believer like I am, that giving starts with 10% of your income going to your local church. That is what the tithe is. That's how you support your local church, by giving a tithe. And it's not 1/20th, it's not 1/30th, it's 1/10th, which is 10%. It's not 5%. 5% is not a tithe, that's an offering. 10% is a tithe. So if you're a believer, that's what I would recommend you do. Now, there's people out there I know that, hey, you're not a believer, and I would still recommend doing some form of giving, because it just gets your heart in the right place when you give. Now, on the flip side, you are still in debt. So you're not going to be just giving all the time, because you should be giving with the overflow of what you have. So while you're in debt, your financial situation's not really in order. You don't have any overflow. So that is why I always say, hey, we're not going to do anything above the tithe, unless obviously something small comes up, you want to help somebody out, that's fine. And if you want to do that, that's okay. I'm obviously not going to get mad at you, because you can never be too generous. We talked about that last week. And so, yeah, I mean, you can't be too generous, but generosity and your offerings above your tithe, those come out of the overflow of what you have. And if you're in debt, then you don't have that overflow. So to answer your question, I would recommend putting 10% for a tithe in your giving budget category, and then wait until you pay off all of your debt, get your fully funded emergency fund before you start doing more giving. For example, when me and Kendall got out of debt, we were impacted in high school through FCA, which is Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We now we support our local FCA here in Memphis. We give to them. Our church does a cool thing called the Love Offering, and we just sent in our pledge for that for the next year. So there's ways that you can be generous all around, but that generosity comes out of the overflow of what you have. So once you get out of baby step 3 into baby step 4, 5, and 6, and you pay off all of your debt minus your mortgage, then you can look at upping your giving category. But to start, a tithe is it's a command from God. And also, giving gets your heart in the right place. So whether you're a believer or not, giving should be the top line item in your budget. And if you're using every dollar, giving is already at the top. They put it there for you, so you don't have to move it that way. But you do want to be giving no matter what baby step you're on or what financial situation you're in. You want to be giving. So as always, it's a big thank you to Ben for making the show run. And remember that no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. This is The Will Evans Show.